Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I want to welcome Shabani Kashyap to the Unimpressed podcast, and we are unimpressed that she doesn't spend more time in the United States. And she's got a lot of things going on, and we were talking about she just did a song, Heart of the World, which is trying to bring more peace to the world, and she's a very spiritual lady. So we're going to sit here and talk about a few things, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. It's such a pleasure, and it's amazing to be on your show called Unimpressed. I love the name to begin with. It's a very, very quirky name, and it's really cool also at the same time.
Everybody thinks I'm unimpressed about everything because I don't show a lot of emotion. So hence the Unimpressed podcast. So we rolled with it, and we try to take that the negative connotation and use that to talk about something good, promote something good. Why is this person not here? Why are they not doing this? So that's when we came up with the name Unimpressed, and we're excited about it. We got our new studio set up here in Charleston, South Carolina. We moved from the New York City area in October. So I had to come to the beach. Do you go to the beach over there in India at all? What is over there? What water is over there?
So, yes, I'm in Mumbai. And, of course, the beach is very close to my house, by the way, where I live. It's very close to my house. But to be honest with you, it's a bit dirty. But when I really have to sit by the beach and really enjoy the beach, which I just make a beeline for Goa. And Goa is really the go-to place for all of us here in India. And it's the most popular destination right now. Everyone is holidaying there. In fact, on New Year's, Goa was buzzing like never ever before. So it didn't seem like there was corona. I think maybe for those couple of days during the Christmas and New Year time, it was a buzz. It was so festive. And of course, it was absolutely alive and kicking. And very nice. Beautiful because, you know, it is by the beach, right?
Now, you have family, you have kids. Tell me a little bit about your family.
Okay, so I'm married. We don't have kids, and we really don't plan to either. Because, you know, my work, my travel takes up a lot of my time. And I'm planning to start a music academy with a lot of kids. And I will be teaching kids, so they will be my kids then. Then I'll have not just one, but I'll have many, many kids.
Were you somewhat of a natural artist? I mean, did you have a singing ability? Did you work on your voice? When did you find out in life that this was your calling?
So I was a very little girl, and I was in my school choir, right? And one day the lead singer of the choir was absent. And so they asked us, who would like to, you know, replace her or, you know, take her place for today? So I put up my hand, and I became the lead singer that day. They liked my voice. And then ever since, one thing led to another. Then I participated in a lot of inter-school competition. Then I participated in a reality show of our time called Sangam Kala Group. And I won most of the competitions. I used to get the trophy back to the school or to my college. And then I knew that, okay, this is something which is my calling. And
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And then when in India, the first, India did not have proper stereo radio. We used to have mono radio in India. In 1996, Indian radio went through a huge revolution, and it became All India Radio FM. So we got stereo radio. And that's when I was selected to sing the signature tune for this. And so the signature tune is still very, very popular. But back then it became like hugely popular because it was like the voice of FM. And that's how Indian radio became huge and big and one of the largest medium for music and for interviews and for entertainment, for media and entertainment. And I'm very proudly, I would like to say that I was a part of that change and the revolution. So that's wow. how really my professional career happened.
Yeah, give me a little something.
Yeah. So say hello to my guitar.
All right. Hello, guitar.
okay. So this was produced by, since All India Radio FM was in, it was basically a collaboration, a world collaboration, and they wanted a very popular tune. And in India, when this radio station was launched, I would say 50% of the music that they played on, or they still play on this channel is English, is international music.
Well, let's hear it.
So we used the Doobie Brothers tune, and based on that, this jingle was made.
You've got the music coming night and day. FM is ready for you in the morning or late at night. Oh, you gotta let the music play. AIR, FM stereo. AIR, FM stereo. All the time. On All India Radio.
So you're like the poster child for FM radio in India.
Yeah, I'm like the voice of All India Radio. But of course, that was so many years ago. And, after that, radio has grown and expanded. And there are so many stations now, so many radio stations. But back then, when I sang the signature tune, there was only one radio station. And everyone in India used to tune in and listen to that. And therefore, they had to listen to my voice every hour because this radio station is 24 hours.
So you're a big deal over there, real big deal. Big deal. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows who you are then, right? I said everybody knows who you are.
Yeah. I don't know if the little kids know me because little kids now only listen to rap and the other kind of stuff. But yeah, but lots of people do know me, yes.
Well, with everything that's going on currently, how is this affect live entertainment? Do you do live shows?
Yes. I'm a very avid live performer and I love performing live. And I must tell you that in 2019, I performed at the Gotham Hall in New York, Manhattan. It was a fundraiser and it was for, it was for Ekal Vidyalaya. It's an organization, an NGO, very popular NGO based in New York. And so I just love performing, not just in India, but all over the world. I'm very fortunate that I am an impanel artist of the Indian Council for Cultural Relations. It's called the ICCR. So when you become an ICCR artist, every 3 years, you're sent to a different country to represent your country with your art and culture. And, you represent India and you also perform and you also are part of some huge, amazing festival. So I've performed everywhere from Egypt to Canada to, of course, USA to Indonesia to, I think I've covered almost 90% of the world. And this has been a huge honor and a really big thrill for me and big learning because each time I would go to a different country to perform, we would be like diplomatic guests, like the state guests of that country. And because we were representing our country. And when I performed in Mauritius for the Independence Day celebrations in Mauritius, it was with the Indian President's contingent that I traveled with. And we performed in the stadium with almost 20,000 people there. So there have been these lovely memories and amazing, landmark performances that I've been a part of. I also performed at the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games, which happened in India. And I did the opening ceremony. I performed, and A.R. Rahman sir performed in the closing ceremony. So that was a huge, huge honor. So yes, of course, outside of India and within India, now that there are no events, there are hardly any events happening. So this has been a huge hit. We've taken a huge hit. I mean, there's been a lack of work for artists. And of course, it is a cause for concern. But, there is something called remodification. So I have done a lot of virtual concerts.
When you do a virtual concert, how are y'all setting that up over there? I mean, we do live shows. I have comedians I manage as well. And obviously, we're not doing theaters. We're not doing casinos. We do have a couple comedy clubs that are open. I think there's three or four states that are doing comedy shows in comedy clubs. And, you know, you're getting some big names in these comedy clubs that you would never get before, you know? So it's feast or famine right now. And the industry is turned upside down. You have agencies working from home. I talked to our agent yesterday, and he said they don't anticipate going back into the office until 2022. So it's hurting a lot of people. It's hurting more people than it's helping, but I think it's strengthening people as well. I mean, how do you feel about that, being a spiritual person? And do we need this rebuild? Do we need this strength?
Until the vaccine kind of reaches everyone, reaches the majority of the population, this is the best and the safest way for me to work. And I think, John, this is another parallel medium. 10 years ago, I was one of the first artists in India to do something called a web search. And I was like, this platform Hangama, artists allowed to approach me for this. I said, what is a web search? What is this web search? They said, nothing. You'll be with your band, and we'll have a whole camera team, and everything will be there, but you'll be performing to a camera, to cameras, and you will be being live all over the world. So I was like, okay, fine. I found it very strange just singing into a camera, and I said, oh gosh, it's not getting a response. Sometimes makes the artist very you feel a little low, and you don't get the energy.
Don't get that reaction.
Yeah, you don't get unless you don't get the pulse of the crowd. You just don't feel like performing. You don't get that energy. But I did that show, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was a strange experience. But okay, maybe sometime in the future, this will kick off. I didn't know that just 10 years later, this pandemic would happen. And now every week, John, I kid you not, every week, artists are doing virtual concerts. And so now there are veritable studios, there are proper professional setups everywhere. So it's a new parallel form of entertainment. And there are studios which are everywhere now with a camera setup and a green screen and two camera setup and full the OBS systems and everything. So it's very proactive. And I like the way that everyone is remodifying. Everyone is reinventing themselves to this new medium. So it's just that, I just feel that the audiences also need to respond. They also need to start becoming more empowered and more active online, so that they can also not be bereft of entertainment, and they can also get to be with people, who they've loved to hear. But some people just come up with this reaction that, oh no, virtual concerts are boring. We can just go on YouTube and watch the artist. Mm-hmm. But no, virtual concert is also nice because you're interacting with those people at that point in time. And I've done I've done close to 40 virtual concerts during this lockdown, and it's still going on. All the corporates are wanting to do virtual concerts. We have done wedding shows, we've done birthday parties, we've done so much. And of course, I perform for the doctors.
What type of events are these? Are they pay-per-view or corporate?
So the corporates are only for those the employees of that particular corporate. But there are I tried doing some online paid ticketed concerts. And those are very tough to market, John. Those are very tough because you have to really request people, hey, come on, I'm register now. And even though we price the tickets at the bare minimum, at so less, but still it's very difficult to get people to actually buy a ticket online to come and watch an artist. It is truly a challenge.
We've tried to do a few things like that, and it's I know what you're talking about, and I think people are distracted too. You know, it's somewhat of a distraction, and I think too, like mentally, do you see people's their personalities and who they are? Do you see people changing somewhat because of stress, or you know, somebody has mental illness or whatever? It kind of perpetuates that.
Yeah. So, you know, people have really become depressed. People are depressed. People are feeling very low, uncertain, fearful. Lots of people have lost their jobs. Lots of businesses have shut down. And so there's a lot of uncertainty and fear in the air. But I always feel, you know, I just have to quote something saying that, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. So, and it's true that, you know, every black cloud does have a silver lining. So even though this has been a very tough year, 2020 has been a hugely tough year for everyone. It's been very tumultuous, very turbulent, you know, and people have had to cope with a new way of being, you know. So, but I think it gave everyone a time, it gave time to just sit and think and introspect and maybe become more selective about what they want to do in life. Because from here on, we realize the value of lives. We realize the value of our health. So I would say the positive which has come out of it is people have become very health conscious. I mean, I can talk about myself also, but all the people that I know, everyone's doing yoga, everyone's going for a run, everyone's going for a walk regularly. People have become so fit. People have lost weight during the lockdown, during this pandemic. People are eating right. People are eating healthy. Because everyone now is completely focusing on the immunity buildup. So one industry which is doing very well is the wellness and health, you know, the healthcare workers and the wellness people and all the people who give you good diet plans, the nutritionists. That industry is roaring at the moment, and even the food industry. So the food and beverage industry, in terms of the restaurateurs, the takeaway, the kitchen takeaways, all these things are really roaring. So yes, it's good because, you know, somewhere we were just, everyone was in a rat race. Everyone was on the run. Oh my gosh, like run, Lola, run. You're running for what? We were not focusing on ourselves that, you know, we need, our body needs attention. So this has been a time for everybody to just stop and think, hey, just, let's just calm down. Let's just think, where were we going?
And you talk about, I'm sorry, you talk about spirituality, you know, and you, I told you I was a big fan of Sadhguru. What kind of spiritual things do you do during this time?
So John, I have always been spiritual, but during the lockdown, I have become very spiritual. And it just, the reason is, of course, that was all. And, you know, meditation, in any case, I used to always do yoga, but I doubled the hours of my yoga. I doubled the hours of meditation. I focus on my own mental wellness now more. I have been a health freak always. I mean, I always feel that you must love yourself and be fit because, you know, this is your body's like your, like a temple and you must worship your body. But I think somewhere mentally, I was not paying attention to my, my being peaceful, my being calm. I was always stressed out, always panicking and always, you know, hyper. But I think this pandemic has taught me to be, to become far more calm, far more at peace and far more spiritual because of spirituality and because of the meditation. I think I am trying to alter myself and it is definitely helping me a lot.
Yeah. It's like I guess we're realizing we have to reset, you know, we're resetting ourselves, you know? I mean, you see this, can you see this right there?
Yes.
This is a moldavite. You ever heard of a moldavite stone? The super stone of all stones, the moldavite. It was a stone that is actually a meteor that hit in Prague 15 million years ago. And during all this thing. I was drawn to this. There's a lot of energy coming out of this. So if you want to communicate with some other people, I don't want to get too crazy, but if you want to communicate, check out the Moldavite stone. I have the Moldavite stone for communication, and then I carry a Shungite stone for protection. And those types of things, they actually have been doing me pretty good. So it's, you know, and we talked about Sadhguru. What you said, you met Sadhguru. What was that like meeting that guy? Because that is very intriguing to me. I think he has a very simple way of getting his message across, and we need more people like him right now, I think.
Yes, absolutely. So firstly, you know, John, I'm very intrigued by the stone that you're talking about, these two stones. Do let me know where I can acquire these. Yeah, it's so intriguing. Yeah. Because it's about energy, right? At the end of the day, we're all made of energy, and I believe that, you know, if every energy is in tune with each other, we can succeed. Absolutely. Yet anyone. So I'm really intrigued about the stone. So I would like to know more about it, of course, whenever you're free, maybe after this interview.
Yeah, I'll send over the names of them, but they've been very helpful to me. You know what? I found this in an Indian gentleman. I found it had a store in Brooklyn in Dumbo, and I walked into this store, right? And there was like 5,000 stones in this store. And I looked around, and for some reason I was drawn to this stone. Like out of all the 5,000 stones in there, I was drawn to this stone. So I kept looking at it. And he told me, he said, this stone is calling for you. And I got the stone and been wearing it ever since. They say you're supposed to give it a break, you know, because there's so much energy coming off this thing. They say you're supposed to give it a break, like you're supposed to take it off, you know, but sometimes I forget. I wear it all the time. And when there's certain things going on in the world, this thing will get hot. It will get hot. I will feel different ways. Sometimes it'll take energy away from me. Sometimes it feels like it gives me energy. So it's a very, very interesting thing, and I think you have to be in tune to understand it, per se. So I will send you the information on the Moldavite stone.
So we have a very famous, television journalist and newspaper journalist called Mr. Shekhar Gupta. So he does a show called Walk the Talk, and he holds these big symposiums and conferences where he invites a few select people, and he's the moderator basically. And this time the celebrity guest was Sadhguru, and you would imagine more than all the actors and all the stars who used to call for these sessions, I think everyone made a beeline for this session, and it was absolutely packed. We had a packed audience, and so some of them were sitting, some of them were seated, but he just told everybody that come and sit. You can sit on the floor in front of me. It's okay. Just be very informal. And I remember that, you know, we were there from the beginning to the end. Those 3 hours, how they went by, his voice, his talks, his thoughts are so captivating and so relevant. What I like about him is, what I like about him is that he's very, very relevant. He doesn't talk about magic or impractical things. You know, he talks about very relevant, real, and things which are very plausible. So it was lovely, and you know, we got to meet him, and we took pictures with him, and also I asked him a question, so he answered very sweetly, very, very, like, and he's got such a sense of humor. I think what really, really gets him going, his shtick, his thing, his unique USP is his sense of humor. He finds humor in everything, in life, in death, in birth, in ailment, in disease. He sees humor. He sees it. He sees it very lightly. So don't take yourself seriously. Don't take yourself that seriously, guys. It's only life.
Does he live close to where you're at? Where does he live?
So he lives in south of India. in a very beautiful place, Coimbatore.
Okay.
He lives there. And he has these beautiful, workshops. The inner engineering workshop is very, 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 very popular. I'm planning to do that whenever things open up. Because I don't want to do it online. One thing I don't want to do online. I want to do that sitting in front of him in a class where the energy will be amazing, you know.
Yeah.
That's something one misses when you're on the virtual format. You miss the energy really, you know, unless it's, so that's the void that you feel. So I would wait, I would be patient and I would wait. And when things open up, I'd love to go down south and, you know, register myself in that course and really do the inner engineering course.
I have a couple spiritual advisors, right? And one of them, she's in LA, and the only way we can talk, and we've tried to do the FaceTime type of deal, but you're right. I don't get the same fuzzy, warm feeling that you get when you're in the room with somebody with that type of energy. You know, I mean, you can tell there's a difference to the experience. Absolutely. You just said this. Tell me a little bit about this Corona song, right? You did. What was that and the message behind that? I know we spoke about that earlier in the pre-talk. Tell me a little bit about that message with that song.
It's a very simple message. You know, so John, when I started my career with the AIRFM jingle, I used to sing jingles. So that is how I started my career, by singing jingles. And jingles were basically, you know, singing for brands and products to convey messages, to sell a product, right? So I've sung for Coca-Cola, I've sung for Maggie, I've sung for Nescafe, I've sung for multiple brands, Archie's Cards, this thing, I mean, blah, 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 so many of them. So I think that is a very good training for me. And I also used to compose jingles. And I realized that through a jingle, you can actually convey a message in a sing-song way. That's basically it. So in March, when, Corona hit our country and people were not understanding the gravity of the situation. And then there was a lockdown which happened and people were suddenly very, very, shocked and traumatized, I would say. So, you know, music became music, and all these kind of, virtual interaction with people became like the central focus for everyone, because everybody used to just tune in either onto television or to their gadgets every day. Oh, so-and-so person is coming live today and we'll get entertained. So I decided that, you know, we're all stuck at home. And so I just made a song, very simple song. It talks about, it's in Hindi, of course. It just talks about Corona ko hai harana. It says, duriyan badhana, which means we need to be social distanced. And nazdeekiyan ghatana, we cannot get close anymore for some time at least. And in India, we greet each other with namaste, right? And I speak about namaste hi karna. You know, when you greet people, you don't hug each other now. Let's not hug each other. Let's just do namaste. Namaste hi karna. Or, you know, like keep sanitizing your hands, social distancing. I can sing it out for you. So maybe, you know, what I'm saying.
Give me a little something.
It's there on YouTube. So I'd like all of you to go and check it out. Corona Ko Hai Harana by Shivani Mishra. And so the news channel picked it up. My husband, he took his iPhone and he shot me in the living room, and he shot me from four different angles. And there were four Shivanis in it after the edit happened. And it looked pretty interesting, the end result. So we also were trying to convey the fact that while sitting at home, you can make songs, you can make videos, you can do so much. So just to inspire people to become more creative and productive rather than getting bored and, you know, morose. So anyway, a few lines of the jingle.
Namaste hi kehna, ghar pe hi rehna, social distancing, bar bar hand washing, social distancing, bar bar hand washing, karte rehna. Corona, hai harana, there you go. Hazana, Corona, oh hey, Hazana. There you go. Hazana, go Corona, go, go, go Corona, go.
Cool. Give you a little clap there. That's cool. Good. That's a great message. They should play that over here more. You should put that all over the United States. They need to hear this. They need to hear this every day. You know?
Truly, yeah.
Because it's like I think if you take a bath, wash your hands and do the right things, you said follow the rules. I think that would be a big help in this whole thing, you know? I mean, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy. I'm looking at your website here. Now I see you do a lot of stuff in film as well. Are these musicals that you're in that you've done in the past?
Oh, I have done 17 Bollywood films as a singer and composer, and yes, so, you know, Bollywood is like the big thing in India, right? And it's every artist's dream, it's every actor's dream to be a part of the celluloid, you know, and then be a part of a movie. Because it's huge. It's not just huge in India, but I think worldwide, when you're part of Bollywood, it really gives you gives you a signature, or it gives you a positioning. And And of course, the music in Bollywood is huge, because it's promoted hugely and people look out for more than the movie itself. When the movie is coming out, the first thing which kickstarts the film to promote the film and the marketing of the film are the songs. So I've been very fortunate that I've had the opportunity not to just sing songs in Bollywood, but also create, songs for Bollywood as a composer. So, and different kinds of songs, because I started performing and singing in Bollywood since 2003. And so that time I remember, up until that time, the singers were never really recognized. And in the movie that I sang for, our movie director said, you know, why don't we feature you singing the song? Because, you know, you're a live performer and you're a well-known pop singer. So we'll have you sitting on a bar stool and singing your own song. And you'll be Shivani Kashyap. You'll come in as a cameo appearance. I was like, okay, that's great. And ever since then, this trend started in India and singers started featuring in their songs. And that's a very big achievement for Indian Bollywood, because Indian artists were not recognized before. So this is something that I'm really hugely glad, thankful, and very proud of, that, you know, that I was a part of this kind of revolution as well.
Well, music, music drives film. I mean, I think the best movies have the best music, you know, because I think there's a certain tone, there's a certain emotion that people get from music. So I think if you score a film the right way to add that extra emotion based on the picture, that's a big deal. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, but if you look at some of the best movies out there, they have a great, great soundtrack, you know, and that's because it gets an emotional response. So yeah, that's definitely a big deal. Absolutely. Do you believe in, like, I believe in tone, emotions, you know, in your music, do you try to create music where it's going to create more emotion for somebody? Cause it seems like some of your stuff you're doing, like Heart of the World and this Corona song, and, is somewhat of an emotional driven direction.
You know, if you put soul, and it's important, because it'll remain for a long time. Because some of my songs, by the grace of God and the love of the fans, I started my career in Bollywood in 2003, and in 17 years later, the first song that I sang and composed is still a huge song. It's still sung, and you know, a lot of artists they do versions of that song, they do tributes of that song, and in reality shows they sing that song. So which means that when you're creating something, it should be evergreen, it should be everlasting. and not just like a 1 month wonder or a 1 6 month wonder. It should be there to stay forever.
Yeah, there's one thing about music. Music is very similar to film. If you make a song, and you know, a song could last for 20, 30 years, you know, which is a stamp on the world from you, you know, the artist, that's a big deal. So it seems like you've had a lot of stamps over there in India, which is good for you. So I wish you more success, and I see you have a live, this virtual live event you're doing on January 24th. Is that still a go? That's still a go? Cool. Well, you know, is there anything else you want to tell us? I think we've had a great interview, and I think we'll try to bring this thing to a close, but is there anything else that you would like to mention or talk about before we jump off here?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, above and beyond everything else, you know, that we create, we should look beyond ourselves and try and do some charity, something for the needy, because that's a very fulfilling feeling. And during this time, during the pandemic time and the corona time, lots of us have actually gone out there and helped the poor and the needy, and we saw how distraught they all were at this time. So it's great if we can all lend a helping hand to the needy, because that's something which I would really, really advocate for people, and just to step out of your own skin and do something for others. And just be conscientious, and please follow all the rules and regulations. And we can only be responsible for ourselves. You know, we can't put a finger at the government or the public or the other people. Let us bring a change within ourselves, and we'll see a change around ourselves. Trust me on that. So that's the way I feel.
Well, Shabani, it seems like you're a great lady. Shabani Kashyap. Hopefully I said the last name right. I appreciate you coming on. What's that?
For all the artists out there, my message is, try and come out with as much original stuff as you can. You know, it's all very well to do remakes and remixes and covers and all of that, but do something original, because the world is looking out for original stuff, original content.
Well, if anybody's out there and they see this name, Shabani Kashyap, check her out. Great lady, good energy, good spirit. I appreciate you coming on. Good interview. And my name is John Edmonds Cosma. I'm the CEO of Bang Productions. And thank you, Shabani.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely being with you, John. And again, I just want to say that I'm very impressed with the name Unimpressed.
Cool. And I will send you the names of those two stones. I will email you the names of those two stones, and we'll let me know how it turns out for you.
I would love to, you know, explore the stones, because I believe in energy, and I'm sure you can see I'm wearing so many stones. All these stones.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Shabani.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.